You guys know when Pastor Jerry did this, something came down off the stage. I'm like, this is real. I do want to share some things. Thank you, Ron Tree, for coming back. Not staying out there. And so I had some things for the display, but it's acting a little funky. I bet you guys got filled up enough between Pastor Jerry, Pastor Roz, worship team. Okay. Okay, so I got to sort of break this down today because, you know, life has to mean something to us. You know, we can't just sort of dive in and indiscriminately tackle problems and not know who we are and what our purpose is. And, you know, the one area that does that really well is church. Amen. Just come in, start doing stuff, worshiping God. You don't even know why you're here. You don't even know why you're here. And so the worst part of that is you do it for 25 years and you still don't know, but then nobody can tell you, you know, because you already know. And like I told somebody this morning, the hardest person to teach is a person who know already. It's impossible almost because I already know. If I start saying the scripture, you're gonna beat me to the punch. You're going to beat me to the punch, right? So God so loved the world, right? And you already know the end. So, of course, we want to learn scripture. But the other thing is you can learn it but not learn it. In other words, it's just by rote to you. You don't really know. That's why I want people teach, you know, you teach people the Lord's Prayer. Okay, good. Teach your children the Lord's Prayer. But then, see, it just becomes a form. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's become a form to us. We don't really expect his kingdom to come on the earth. We just say it. We just learn how to say it, you know, before you eat your food. And, of course, that's a good thing to learn, but you have to learn the meat and the essence and the life of it. You got to go behind the word, into the unseen realm. And what is our Heavenly Father talking about? Mm-hmm. And so we talk about... here's the thing that I've noticed, so everybody stay with me. Here's the thing that I've noticed, that even though we're in the New Testament, we live like we're in the Old. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like Pastor Jerry said up here this morning, you know, welcome to the kingdom of God. Have you ever heard that before? Most of the time it's welcome to the church. Mm-hmm. The church is not a building. Mm-hmm. Right. The church is you. It's a misnomer. This building is not a church. The church is you. The presence of God inside of you. And so you say, I know that, Pastor. See, no, you don't. No, you don't. So we have trouble getting spiritual things over to a natural-minded people. We have a lot of trouble with that. A lot of trouble. Right, so I'm going to read the scripture because I got to set this in a foundation. It's really why I wanted, I'm so glad that Pastor Ross shared that wonderful testimony. Because the spiritual meaning of life now comes home. Mm-hmm. And this is ringing a little bit. The spiritual meaning. Is it on? We put the mute on. Yeah, that's. Thank you, Pastor Jerry. So the spiritual. Oh, that's better. So the spiritual side of life can come home to her, and so God has to put you into an everyday experience to learn it. Right. In other words, you got to lose something. That's the part of the gospel you don't like. Unless you lose your life, you can't find it. So it's difficult to teach people how the Holy Spirit to teach people how to lose something. Because Americans don't want to lose. Americans always got a gain. So do Jamaicans, right? And so And so we're used to natural things. We're used to entertainment. We're used to things we can see, right? I'm not up here jumping and shouting. Why aren't you preaching? I am. Why I got to jump and shout? Why I got to do that? Why can't we get truth over to you from above? Because it's got to come from above. See, this is the real meaning of the Lord's Prayer. You know, heaven has to come on earth. The whole service has been that way. You know, when we start talking, when Jesus came, he's instituting something that's bigger than what man can produce. We can't produce heaven. All we can do is fall down and pray, you know. But see, we sort of lived Old Testament time. You know, we set up things that make it feel better to us. You know, we set up this and that and this and that, right? They had, but the people in the Old Testament, even though they had the laws, they were blind as bats. They couldn't see anything spiritual. You know what's wrong with the modern day church? We can't see anything spiritual. We're just the same. We just have it a different way. See, this is easy pickings for me, so I'm not even going to go there. But it's easy pickings. And so the challenge is for you to grow spiritually. So even the Word of God has become a spiritual thing to you, right? Because the Word is sharp and powerful, able to divide between soul and spirit, right? That's what it says in Hebrews 4. So here's the Word of God that's supposed to pierce your darkness and get you into the place where you can walk in the Spirit, right? We know about the Spirit. The Galatians 5 talks about the flesh is this, but the Spirit is that. The flesh is this, but the Spirit is that. The flesh is this, but the Spirit is that. Y'all remember those, right? The fruit of the Spirit is, you know, we teach it. Neither we're teaching our kids this stuff, right? The fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit, right? Why are we teaching the fruit of the Spirit? Because we want to teach them how to walk in the Spirit. Not just to remember. Not just for good conduct. See? That's why we teach it. See, because we want to have good conduct. We should be teaching that because we want them to walk in the heavenly sphere. Yeah. Not just good contact. Doug, that's secondary. If they learn to walk in the Spirit, the conduct's going to fall. Right? So, you know, when Jesus came, he says, now listen. Listen to this. So this is sort of take it easy, slow down time. I wish everybody was here Wednesday. I wish everybody was here Wednesday. Right? Right, I don't know where Ron and Trevor were. Because when God starts to come in the house, your understanding gets opened. Yeah, right? The enlightenment comes. Thank you. The enlightenment comes. You know what? Do you guys have any enlightenment? Yes. Right. So many times, if y'all want, I can learn to dance and hoop. But. But will enlightenment come? You know, I was at breakfast with Stan and James. Men's breakfast. Men. Just kidding. It's an inside joke. And Stan said this, you know, that, you know, the moving into the spirit realm is like, it's a very thin line, right? I said some of this last week. It's like a very thin line. But that only the Holy Spirit and the Word of God can cut down that thin line, that you would know the difference between flesh and soul and the difference between spirit. And because when Jesus came, listen to this statement. When Jesus came, not only did he come to forgive your sins, right? He sent the Holy Spirit back because he had to set up a new order. Remember? See, if I say it like this, maybe it'll make more sense. We live in another what? Dispensation. right? You know what a dispensation is? You set aside this dispensation. We called it the dispensation of grace. You know, we set aside the old and came to the dispensation of grace, right? He came to set up a whole new dispensation, right? The old one was fleshly and soulish. I don't care how much religion was in there. It was still fleshly and soulish, right? I don't care how many sacrifices, how many goats, how many lambs. I don't care how many love offerings, bread offerings. You know, it was still flesh. You see, they killed goats. They were still flesh. That's why the Lord said, I don't want those anymore. So he set up, I'm going to set up a Holy Spirit dispensation. Right? The whole thing is a Holy Spirit dispensation. In other words, if he's not running the show, we're still back over here. We're still back over here. You say, I can sing a song of Zion. Yeah, you can sing it over there, but it doesn't mean anything over here.
That's good stuff.
Are you listening to me? He came to set up a brand new order, right? So you can't just come into church and don't understand this, right? Because all I want to do is see Shelly's gift. You just start singing. I don't care if it's in the spirit or in the soul or in the flesh. I just want you to start singing so we can get some more people in here. That's unfair to her. You don't care about her growing spiritually. You don't care that she's supposed to be a royal priesthood. The world knows nothing about a royal priesthood. Only heaven knows about a royal priesthood. Right? So here's Shanique coming here, and we're going to say, okay, we're going to show you the royal priesthood. We're going to show you by the Holy Ghost why you're here. Right? So she can learn who she really is in God, in the kingdom of God. She can identify with spiritual things. Right. So you got to understand that God came to set up a brand new order, just like you said. So you were prophetic about it, Pastor Jerry. You said at Pentecost, all God was doing was setting up a new order. It's a spiritual order. And if, as long as they followed out the new order, the spiritual stuff, the blind eyes are going to open. Shadows are going to heal people. People are going to get saved and say, where is the water? Because the water represented the spirit to them. They weren't getting baptized just because they turned 12. See, I'm just trying to give you examples on how we fell back. Right? Right? I'm going to find you in this one. Because he find me, I find you. It's there. It's there more than you want to think about. It's there. Because that's a lot of us, that's what we grew up on. Gloria always said, you better be glad you didn't grow up in church. Because some of that stuff hard to get rid of. See, so you got to understand, you belong to a heavenly order. The Holy Spirit did not come to make your life on earth easy. You got to learn about a new kingdom that's spiritual and heavenly, that men can't see with their natural eyes, but you got to have the boldness and the courage to believe there's another kingdom that's alive right now. And if you learn to enter into it, you know, you read the scriptures, everything he talks to you about. Listen, I mentioned it. You are a royal priesthood. What does that mean on earth? Your employer don't care about your royal priesthood. Yeah, well, yours does, right? They don't care. Only heaven cares about that, right? So let me just read this scripture, and you don't have to turn to this. Let me read it. You also, as lively stones, are built up into a spiritual house. A spiritual house, right? You consider yourself a spiritual house? a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to Jesus Christ. You got to offer up spiritual sacrifices, right? So we've got to get this spiritual thing down pat, right? Because the scriptures is telling us who we're supposed to be. Offer up spiritual sacrifices. You guys remember, you'll know this one, in John chapter 4, that the Samaritan lady said to him, we worship in this mountain. And Jesus said, you don't know what you worship. So you see what I'm saying? You think he wasn't trying to teach us something? See, there's a natural way that people worship. There's a natural way that people worship. And then they brag about it. We worship in this mountain. Aren't you impressed? He's like, you don't even know what you worship in. Because they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth, right? And then he went on to say, the Father, I'm seeking those. I'm looking for them. I can't find a lot of people. But see, that's why you're here again today, because we've got to go out of the natural. God, show me how to worship you in spirit. See, you might think you already know how to worship. I know the song Roz was singing. That don't mean you're a worshiper. Have you learned get still in his presence? Have you learned to get still in his presence? And start to learn the difference. And start to learn the difference. I'm a worshiper. Who said you are? See, I'm not trying to come down on you, but see, here's what happens. We have our own explanation to ourselves what that is, and God says, my ways are higher than your ways. He said, I want to teach you, but you can't get there the way you think you can get there. See, this is one of the things about this house is all about. This has to be the house of God, right? And he has to be the teacher, right? And see, it's not easy to become a worshiper like he wants. You know, there's a thin line right there, and only he can cut down the middle of that thing, you know. You don't have any apparatus. You've got nothing. That's why the scripture says he's got to be the author and finisher of your faith. You don't have anything to get it with. You see that? So you assume because you've learned a little bit and grew up a little bit that you will. Listen, we're trying to cut deeper than that. For his glory and for your sake. So God starts to give us another set of faculties. Right? You know, is everybody still with me? Do you know that they were singing up here this morning about opening the blinded eyes and unstopping the deaf ears? Mm-hmm. Do you know that's spiritual? Yes. Right? All day. Do you know? So when you come into the kingdom, Derek, see, when you come into the kingdom of God. So remember, this is what he told Nicodemus. That which is born of what? Flesh. It's flesh. It'll stay flesh. It'll always be flesh. I don't care if it wears a robe and gaiters. It's still flesh. But that which is born of the Spirit is what? It's spirit. He's making a difference. Right? So here's what the Galatians did. They start in the flesh, but then they fall back. God in the spirit, rather, and they fall back. You know, you read that book of Galatians, you know, like 12 times, Stan, you're talking about, you got to be in the word spirit is there, 12, 14 times in there, right? To the point in chapter 6, he's saying, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to what? You're going to reap the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you're going to reap the Spirit. How do you know when you sow into the Spirit? Don't answer. Don't answer. Because you probably don't know yet. You're getting acquainted with it. But a lot of people don't get. They don't know. They can't. I'm talking church people. They can't answer. I'm just trying to wake us up a little bit. They can't answer it because we are not trained spiritually, like the quote said. We didn't come into church and they start training us spiritually. We weren't cutting down, stand down between that thing. We just said, just come on in, pray God, and, you know, he's going to meet your need, and you keep fighting. Yeah, by and by, he's going to meet your need, and one day you're going to go to heaven. You know, heaven should be real to you right now because that's the spirit realm. So, yeah, I get it. So Holy Spirit, you got to teach me what this thing's all about. I'm a priest. I'm a royal priesthood. You got to teach me what this spiritual thing's all about. And there's so many lessons around this thing. So when you've been born of the Spirit, here's where I was going with that. When you're born of the Spirit, your natural senses can never pick up on the kingdom of God. Your smell, your touch, your taste, your seeing, your hearing, they can never pick up on kingdom God. Cannot get it. It cannot get it. It's not equipped for the spirit realm. Right? So I can hoop and holler at you and make you feel good. That's not the kingdom. Right? So here's what God does. See, this is why we were praying for eyes. You know, it's one thing to heal people of natural sight, but you know, if with God, God has something else in mind. He's got something totally in mind. So he doesn't ask you to come to the kingdom without giving you the apparatus to touch it. So what he's going to do, he's going to give you a new set of eyes. He can give you some spiritual eyes. You get born of the Spirit. Okay, here comes some spiritual eyes. Right? Remember Ephesians, the eyes of your understanding. Yeah, remember? And this is the whole thing about John 9 where the man was born blind. Who do you think that was speaking to? All of us. We were born stand spiritually blind. We couldn't see. Unless you're born again, you can't even start to see the kingdom. See, S-E-E. You can't start to see the kingdom. So when you're born again now, at least you can start. So here's God giving us eyes. So because we can't pick up on the spirit realm. We can't pick up, you know, God is what? A And they that worship him got to worship him in spirit. He's a spirit, right? He's the father of spirits. You know, be in subjection to the father of spirits and live. He's the father of spirits. So here's I got Robert. Robert is a bad example to use Robert. But here I got a son that's born again, but he can't see me. Jesus. That's not Robert, of course. Robert can see. You know, Robert used to always say, man, I be hearing. Now he's not only hearing, he be seeing. Right? Why did he give us the example of the man in John 9 who was born blind, and when God healed him of his sight, Jesus came back to him, and then the scripture says, once he saw him, he stopped worshiping him. Mm-hmm. Now he's in the spirit. Now he's touching life. Now he can be sanctified and consecrated. And all that comes with seeing him in the spirit. That's all come with your internal spiritual faculties waking up to see him and learning to grow spiritually. Are you guys with me? Yes, sir. A spiritual house. And we lay up spiritual sacrifices. So this is the new dispensation. This is the dispensation. The old one passed away. You live in a new dispensation. And so it's why the Holy Spirit come. It's the Holy Spirit's dispensation. Right? I asked them in the book of Acts, why so much stuff going on with people getting saved and healed? Because the Holy Spirit's dispensation, his new order was in place. This is divine order. It's a spiritual order. In other words, the Holy Spirit, he's in charge of the whole deal. He's in charge of the whole deal. We're not going over to this complex to preach anything if he doesn't tell us to go. This is his order. So when we decide to do it ourselves, we go back under the law. Brenda said, you're out of order. Oh, y'all, listen, you put yourself back under the law. Well, they did all kind of good things. But it's still under the law. And do you know what the strength of sin is? The law. The strength of sin is when I wanted, I'm going to do this for God, but he didn't tell me. See, this is why we love the cross. See, do you know what's in the middle of that and that? Tony, why don't you bring that up here, right? Because then everybody will see it. Can you get that by yourself with the stand? Mark, can you get the stand? Because you got to see this. So look at the red. Not only did he die for our sins, but you can put it right in the middle. Can we do a demonstration on Sunday morning? God, tell me. All right. Thank you. All right. Good. So this is the old dispensation. This is the new. Everything over here is spiritual. Everything. Somebody said, I got to live my life. Please. See, you say, I can't be spiritual all the time. See, what have y'all been teaching your children? The fruit of the Spirit, and love, joy, and that's all over here. But you're teaching it to them like it's... What do you mean you can't live your life? You can't walk in love, joy, and peace, fruit of the Spirit while you're on your job. You can't do that at the dishwasher. You can't do that at the altar, wedding altar. You can't do that. Yeah, I know I'm messing. You can't do that when you go to the store. But see, here's the middle of it. So not only did he die in the middle, that's where you got to die. That's where you got to die to yourself. Because self can't pick up spiritual stuff. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Right? So once I get over here, enough but resurrection power. That's all left over here. It ain't like, you know, over here you're on the ground. Yeah. Why can't I make it? Why can't I make it? I'm saved. Why can't I make it? Because you're still under the law stuff. If we live in the Spirit, bless God, let's walk in the Spirit. Let the word come alive to us, and let the word of Christ dwell in us richly. That spiritual word, let it get in there, stop flowing over, because that's all spiritual. You get outside of yourself. God, how'd you work that out? You know, listen. You know, you get so many examples once you start walking over here, learning to walk over here, right? You know, we had an inspection Friday for the Child Center, Department of Social Services, their main inspection, right? First time.
Unannounced.
Friday. Two teachers out. You think he can't work spiritual? Y'all have to listen to this stuff. Do you know why? Don't let me forget that. Do you know why? Derek, I wondered about this. Why didn't when children of Israel were in Egypt, coming out, and God said, I'm going to get you out of there. And he took Moses 80 years to get him ready. See, it takes a long time to learn spiritual stuff. That's what I'm trying to say. It's taking a long time. See, that's why y'all don't want it. Y'all want the fast stuff. Right? Let me keep my 30 years of goodies. I ain't giving up them goodies, man. I'll get offended. The don't, doesn't matter that moth eats it up and they get corrupted and stuff. We still like that natural stuff, man. See, you know why it's hard to learn spiritual stuff? Because you got to die in the middle of it. And so God didn't say, I'm not going to get you out right today. I'm going to give you all this stuff first. Give them, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart. You know, why couldn't he just do it? Because see, if he had got him out that first day, they would have said, you know, maybe something we did that helped make this happen. Right? Maybe we did something. I mean, Gloria was talking yesterday. Why God wait till we got two people out? A new baby come. First day the baby start. Three new kids, the first day they start. First day. took the ratio count over and above what we should have had. And we could have easily got cited for it. The lady walks back there, they said, to where the babies were. You're only supposed to have four. That lady walks back, and we had five because the new baby started that day. The lady never saw, right? The lady never saw a new baby. Never saw.
She saw four.
She only four babies. Y'all doing wonderful. Y'all model center, right? She only saw four on her report. She wrote it.
She wrote what she saw.
God covered that other baby. See, these are vital violations if you overcount. Right? Finish walking through here. This place is the cleanest place I ever seen. In ratio. Told Pastor Jerry, you need to be a consultant. When we could have been in panic. God let, you stay in the spirit with this stuff. God let it happen that way to show you how strong I am, even in the worst circumstances. Don't worry about how bad your circumstance is. Just get over here. Learn how to walk over here and let him take care of everything. I don't care if you five people out that day. The Lord made sure it happened that way for our sake. And for his glory. Right? Somebody said, you can't walk in the spirit. You better be. That's what we did with Pharaoh. I'm going to harden his heart to show you that nothing you can do to work this. And I got it.
Look there.
It took him 80 years to kill Moses.
80 years to kill him.
You know what I mean? Kill him.
Yeah.
His own natural strength, his own ability. Because before that, I'm going to kill that Egyptian man.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to get this thing done. But see, that's prophetic of us. See? Here's what I'm going to show you. See, this is what you got to see. I'm going to stand right here. This is what you got to see. Remember when he first met Moses? He said, put your hand in your bosom. And he pulled it out, and it came out leprous. What does that mean? You know what leprosy is? That's you. Right? I got to show you that in your own hand, your own strength, it's diseased. It can't fix nothing. That's your own sense of self-sufficiency. That's your own sense of doing it yourself. That's your own way of your own power, right? I got to put leprosy on your own strength. Let's see, that's how deep it is. See, you say, ain't that bad? Yes, you are. See, I got to show you that, right? Thank God that he loves us. He ain't trying to leave you leprous, but he got to show you. That the flesh profits nothing. It's that defiled. He says, a part of me, I mean, of course, the blood has wiped us clean and everything, but your own strength you still keep. But see, then he said, put it back, right? Put it back. And it came back out, and it was clean. See, now God's hand is in his hand. Man, I wish I could tell you my mom's dream. I mean, my mom's... There's supernatural stuff going on, you know. You want to tell that thing, Ma? Get your mic. Give me your mic. Can y'all give Mama a mic? Ma need to tell her. Grandma need to tell her. See, this is going to help y'all. Come on, Ma. Don't embarrass him, Ma. Come on, Ma. About the hand, Ma.
I saw my hand, but it wasn't my hand. It looked like my hand. And then I saw, it was like a writing pen. And it started on that hand that I was looking at, and it went down and up and down to all of them. Mm-hmm. And while it was going along, look, fine stuff was just popping off. And this is the third time I've seen this. And all time, the last time I saw yesterday, I just started, I was looking at it saying, thank you, Jesus. But I don't know why three times. The only thing I can figure out is I'm not obeying. He's telling me it's going to be okay. And I keep messing with it.
Picking it. Mm-hmm.
That's all.
That's good. Thank you. So she has like a very, what do you call it? Eczema, something, hand gets dark and flaky skin thing. And been to the doctor over and over. And then the Lord started appearing to her.
And
she would pick at it all the time, and it get worse. She'd pick at it, get worse. And the Lord appeared to her three times. It's like a pen. And see, these parts here were joined together. She couldn't open them and stuff. But once God started manifesting, now these are all opening up. Watch the skin get clear and clear and clear. It's the spiritual. See, those miracles weren't just for the children. We're a spiritual house. And we're spiritual sacrifices under the tutelage of the Holy Spirit. And he does it individually and corporately. You know why Tawana had that dream? God trying to show you spiritually, I'm going to raise you. I'm raising you above all that stuff that's going on. You know, my Pastor Jerry had that in worship. You know, once I lose myself, I can float on along in him. See, the problem is self. This is why this is in the middle, because the problem is self, right? Here's where your leprosy goes away. Spiritual house. There's a spiritual order. He came to create a spiritual order. Okay. We got to touch him in the spirit. The word of God becomes life to us. It becomes spirit to us. It divides between soul and spirit, right? It divides between soul and spirit. A lot of churches are soulish. You got to learn these chief lessons like that. We're walking in a higher way. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're walking in a higher way, right? That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is what is spirit, right? Look, there's a difference. You know, I said this Wednesday, we don't even like to be called spiritual. And the Bible's full of it. You know, you know what God's looking for? Spiritual children. Can I find me a spiritual child that's going to grow spiritually? We don't even like to be called that spiritual. That means you think you're better than somebody, you know. And all the time the scriptures say to be carnally minded is what? death, but to be spiritually minded, life and peace. It's going upward. Watch what's happening. Watch what's going to happen. Watch what's happening. Right? So now you can receive spiritual stuff. Because before, God would try to quiet you down and give you some spiritual stuff. You're like, this is too weird. This is a mystery. Well, who do you think we are part of? That's why the world don't understand you, because you're a mystery. You're a mystery. Why scripture said, well, you're a holy priest, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. You're peculiar. The world can't see you. They don't understand you. Why did your water turn into wine? All I know is I'm resting in God. Well, the children of Israel didn't learn how to do it, all but two people. You know, a whole generation died, but two people. Two people. And the scripture says that was written for your account. Learn how to walk in spirit. See, we're spiritual people who give up spiritual sacrifice. We got to know what our spiritual sacrifices are. See, Pastor Ross gave us a hint. When I let all my stuff go and dedicate myself to this place, I'm offering up a spiritual sacrifice. So you're going to lose something with spiritual sacrifices. So you don't want to lose anything. Let me take your phone and see if we're going to fight then. Right? Right? Let me take all that furniture I gathered for years and years. I got to give it up. It's going to do something inside you. Here she goes. See, the Holy Spirit speaking to us. I want to live in this kind of house, not just a room. I'm going to lose something. The spiritual sacrifices. See, you're used to that idea of a mansion, your religious thing. God's going to give me a mansion. What he's going to give you is himself. He's going to be your mansion. But physical on nothing. That's why that man who he said, Lord, I want to follow you. He said, sell everything you got. And he said, oh, no. The spiritual sacrifice, see. We can't see the spiritual side of it. Right, Rob, Pastor Ross? We can't see the spiritual side of it. We're blind. And so she got her eyes open. She said, wait a minute. This means more to me than a 10-bedroom house.
Yes.
So you're going to judge me, Robert. This is a bad one for Robert again. You're going to judge me by my hoopty.
Come on now.
Aren't you? You're going to I know people who buy cars just to let you see that they're supposed to be prosperous. Yeah, I know I'm telling the truth. You're such an Old Testament thing. You know, I know somebody that got home from work at 5 a.m. this morning, but made sure they got here. It's my spiritual sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sleep ain't going to keep me from this. Amen. Sleep ain't going to keep me from this thing. You know, you think Ra's not going to get tested about her, this is, make this your house, make this your place? You think she's not going to get tested about that? You think the enemy is not going to say, okay, I'm going to squash this because I can't get her in the spirit. I can't get her on resurrection. There's nothing over here but resurrection. That's another message, but there's nothing over here but resurrection. That's all. See, this is why she was trying to tell you, you know, we keep putting things off for the other life. Resurrection is now. is now. It's not like he died and stayed on the ground for, 100 years. Not only did he resurrect, but he took 500 people with him. And like Ross said, see, if you listen to the words that she said to the first song, right, where the kingdom was now or something like that. Well, can you stop and think about those? And death is a lie. Remember, heaven's got to get real. Heaven's got to get real to you now. Resurrection's got to get real to you now. And death has got to be a lie to you now. That's what that man said in the quote. Man said, you got no right to go home until you serve your generation spirit. You ain't got no right to go home. That's how strong this is. This is strong, strong word of God is on this, right? So here's my last scripture, I think. And this is really where I really wanted my board. And so I'll get someone to turn to it for me. Hebrews 5:11. And then I think I can go. Please. I'll get that. You got it?
Yes. Hebrews 5:11. Concerning this, we have much to say, and it is hard to explain, since you have become dull and sluggish in your spiritual hearing and disinclined to listen. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, because of the time you have had to learn these truths, you actually need someone to teach you again the elementary principles of God's word from the beginning. And you have come to be continually in need of milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is doctrinally inexperienced and unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a spiritual infant. But solid food is for the spiritually mature, whose senses are trained by practice to distinguish between what is morally good and what is evil.
Getting a little meat this morning. The church has been spiritually dull too long. And previous to that verse, those verses he was trying to tell them in Hebrews about Christ's priesthood, how he's our high priest. And that you got to get this stuff, and that's what the book of Hebrews is about. Start talking about his priesthood and what the new offerings are about and things like that. But then he goes into those scriptures you just read. Quilla, we can't do no more milk. Right? It's appropriate when we first get born again, but we got to start eating some. What did he say? You are spiritually dull. The reality is, we can't really walk into the newness of life until we become trained spiritually. We can't walk in resurrection power. We can't walk in healing. We can't walk in deliverance. We can't walk in love. Can't walk in love. don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of hearing love songs and we still act like a fool.
Come on now.
I'm just tired of hearing love songs. And then we go out and fight. I don't want that no more. Holy Spirit, teach me what love is in the Spirit. Teach me. Amen. Tony.
Glory, glory, glory. You know, the whole time Pastor was talking, I kept envisioning what we said, you know, the old body, the old Christian, the old way of thinking. It's almost like, you know, us looking at a picture. You know, we're looking at a picture of a let's say, Mount Everest. You know, we can describe the details of the mountain, how beautiful it looks, how big it looks, and all that stuff. But until we get the Holy Spirit to take us up on that mountain, to have to climb that mountain, to be able to have to taste that thin air, to be able to get our fingers blistered from climbing that mountain, feeling the cold breezes on your face, you will never understand what it is to be a new Christian until the Holy Spirit comes in. And we have to start wanting that experience, because God, that's what spirit and truth is, you know, to get to that place where it's sacrificing, it costs us something. You know, this is not going to be like looking at a picture and saying, hey, let me tell you about Jesus. You know, it's not going to be like that. The world is not impressed by that. We have to experience Jesus and give them an experience. You know, too much we've had that little fake, that I'm going to say just fake, but it's more so temporal meaning and definition of what Christianity is and what the Spirit does. That's why we don't see as many miracles, and that's why we don't experience as many miracles, because we've come adapted to that picture lifestyle. So we need to start gripping on to what Jesus is. We need to go to the throne room. We need to get down on our knees. We need to pray. Last week when Pastor was ministering, I didn't get a chance to share it with him, but you know, when he was talking about basically taking our mouths off of things, the Lord literally said to me when I was sitting down in the back, he says, if you haven't prayed for him, if you haven't prayed about the situation, you need to keep your mouth off of it. Because we put ourselves between God and the situation, or God and that person. You know, yes, that person or that situation may be bad. It may, you know, deserve some type of judgment. But it is, as new Christians, it is not our place to step in where God has it. So until God starts moving, until we go to God first, we are not to move. That's the new call that God is, that we've accepted when God came upon us, when God gave his life upon us and he put his Spirit in us. That's what Jesus did. So that's what we got to do. So we can't supersede that order. We keep trying to, as humans, and we keep trying to, as men, that soulless nature of us just keep rising up. We want to supersede that order, but we can't. And we can't wonder why God ain't moving when we keep trying to step ahead of him. It's not that he doesn't want to move and that he won't do anything. It's that he's trying to teach us an order to get out of our self-reliance. We should have no room for boast. We should not be able to say, hey, guess what I did? I prayed for this person, they got healed, or I did this, I did that. No, we should always be able to be in a situation where it's like, God moved, God told me, God gave me this, and now I give it to you. Because glory always has to go through him. It always has to go through him. Jesus came for the glory of God to be shown on earth. You know, he didn't come to be exalted. So we have to get to that place where we're exalting him. And it starts from the ground up. It starts from the ground up. But when the Lord comes down and he pours out his Spirit, it's a circle that flows. So we start by getting low. Once we get low and we become nothing, then his blessings, his Spirit can come down in heaven and work through us. And so if he does tell us to rebuke, it will be justified in the Lord, basically. if he calls us to speak against a situation or to bring our voices against a situation to bring change, it will be backed up by power. You see what I'm saying? So with that being said, I just say let's continue to pray. Let's continue to fast. Let's continue to seek God in everything that we do, no matter what. You know, that's one thing we can do is communicate, because there is open heavens between, you know, we have an open heaven. We can go to before the Father anytime we want. So that let's use that opportunity. Let's use that access. You know, a lot of people can't sit there. I can't go to the president right now if I want to talk to him, but I can go to my God. You see what I'm saying? You know, so let's take advantage of our access. We are a new breed. We have a new life. We are new creations. So God be the glory. I'm going to close this out. We good.
If you need a prophetic word, see Joyce afterwards.
If you need a prophetic word, please see Ma Joyce afterwards. Right over here. Lovely lady. And the pastoral team will be back there. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for this opportunity to be in your presence, Lord God, that we can have this type of word, oh Lord God, and that we will continue to grow, Lord God, that we are moving from the milk and going to the meats, Lord God, that we be able to be uplifted in you, Lord God, that we have changed our way of thinking today. Even if it's just a little, we've changed it a little bit, oh Lord God, to be in order with you, Lord God, because we know that everything in your order, oh Lord, is perfect. So we, Lord God, we just thank you for your perfection, oh Lord God, and how you're perfecting us through your Son, Lord God, who we are hitting in, oh Lord God, who sits at the right hand right now, oh Lord God. So we, as we are hitting in him, oh Lord God, display yourself through us, Lord God. Continue to change us, can change our mind, change our hearts, Lord God. Oh Lord God, soak us in your spirit daily, Lord God, that we may be able to understand what you're doing in the earth right now, Lord God, that so we should be aligned with you. So Heavenly Father, let this words continue to work in our hearts. Heavenly Father, those who are not here to receive it, oh Lord God, we just pray that it comes somehow, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, that they may be able to receive it, Lord God. Heavenly Father, let us be a carrier of your word. Let us be a model of your word, oh Lord God. Let us put it into action, oh Lord God, as you lead. So, Lord God, with that being said, we just pray that you send your angels out with us, oh Lord God, that your spirit will keep us, oh Lord God, until we meet again. So in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.